在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Module 5, The Conquest of the Universe. Reading and Writing. Activity 8. Read the passage and answer the questions. Road to the Red Planet.
If you had asked the question, how much would it cost to send a mission to Mars, 2 decades ago, the answer would have been about $450 billion. The huge cost was one reason why no one was very enthusiastic about the plan, apart from the need for very advanced technology. However, the cost is now thought to be down to $50 billion. The technology is arguably good enough at least for probes to land on Mars to bring back pieces of rock, though not yet for people to go there. So rocket scientists assume that they will eventually succeed in sending astronauts to Mars. That is, after another 3 or 4 decades of research and development. Rocket scientists have a lot of patience and are accustomed to waiting a long time for results. As long ago as 1960, the Russians launched a space probe, then another and another. After the 5th probe had travelled nearly 100 million kilometres, the signal disappeared. An American probe, Mariner 4, took 21 pictures in 1965, and since then, Russian, European and American spacecraft have allowed us to view more and more of the Red Planet. It does not seem a very friendly place. It has the largest mountains of any in the whole solar system. The surface is dry and covered in rocks, and humans could not breathe the air. The gravity is much less than that of Earth, and the temperatures are either freezing cold or very hot, with constant storms, high winds, and clouds of gas. Why would anyone want to go to Mars? And how long would the journey take? Life depends on water, energy, and air. In spite of the cold and the lack of oxygen, scientists have made the assumption that there might be, or might once have been, some form of life on Mars. Dramatic photos taken by the Mars Express probe in 2004 suggest that the tallest volcano on Mars has ice on its peak. But for humans to reach Mars could take 3 years, and it could also be very dangerous. It may be several decades before we know the answer to the old question, are we alone?